gazing out on a field of blood. It's Christmas season in America, circa 2015. And when we look out at the national landscape, we can hardly ignore the gore, both literal and figurative, that litters the landscape of the U.S. in this historic epoch. American streets are virtual shooting galleries, where cops pour the people's sacrificial blood upon the foul altars of the police state. Where there is repression, there is too resistance. The mass protests of Black Lives Matter, so named because in this era of black political ascendancy, i.e. the age of Obama, black lives don't matter. But it is there, the stirrings of mass discontent with a rancid system of repression in defense of capital. In the field of politics, we see the tendrils of the emergence of fear and fascism. The capitalists, represented not by the well-practiced actors of politics, but by the super-rich themselves, who apparently no longer trust their minions to get the job, unlimited capital accumulation from the poor and working class, well and truly done. Fear of foreigners in a nation of foreigners calls for walls and war. This is the politics of capitalism's degeneration. Marx said that the depravities of marching imperialism abroad always and ultimately returns home with repression, prisons, cops, and the nets and fetters of law. Cops today look like the RoboCops of yesterday's fantasy fiction, Star Wars and its imperial stormtroopers, killing machines to defend the rapacious criminal banks and the millionaires and billionaires now playing politicians. A field of blood before us, unless the people are resolute enough to unite and rebel to write a new future for us all. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.